Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today, we will be reading the following articles on trains.com from the editor and news and reviews. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. Rapido Trains N-Scale Turbo Liner Review. The Rapido Trains N-Scale Turbo Liner, based on the Rohr Industries prototype from the mid-1970s, recently paid a visit to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy State Line route layout. Join senior editor Cody Grivno as he shares a brief history of the RTL Turbo Liner train set, points out the details on a five-car set, and demonstrates the various light and sound functions. Scan the QR code above to watch this review and more only on trains.com. Jack Routledge's HO Scale Alberta Pacific Railway. As part of our 90th anniversary celebration, we're featuring never-before-published articles from our archives on trains.com. Jack Routledge's HO Scale Alberta Pacific Railway is one of those stories. Jack's retirement home was designed to include a 16 by 25 foot train room where he could create realistic scenes featuring small towns, trackside structures, and industries similar to those found in Western Canada. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. Building the Stuff of Fantasies. The La Mesa Club's Tehachapi Loop layout is big. Really big. It's the kind of thing you might have dreamed up as a teen when anything seemed possible. It's not just double-decked, it's two stories. It has grades steep and long enough you need helpers or your train won't make it to the top. It's large enough that the dispatcher has time to write train orders that work to control the flow of traffic without using a fast clock. It may even be an answer to the million-dollar layout that Lynn Westcott dreamed up more than half a century ago. Search million-dollar layout on trains.com. But no one has room for a layout the size of La Mesa's in their home. I'm writing this from a hotel in England after meeting and interviewing Rod Stewart about his U.S. prototype layout. Sir Rod's layout is large, but even though it has its own building, multimillionaire rock stars aren't building multi-story model railroads that need more than a quarter of a mile of track to get from one end to the other. Parentheses, yes, we'll have an update on Sir Rod's Grand Street and Three Rivers City Model Railroad in an upcoming classic. Close parentheses. So, what of the dream? In the story on our website, Lance Smidheim, a professional layout builder, says the goal should be to build something manageable. Now, if you can wrangle more than 100 modelers in a club to hew to a specific mission, and you can convince the government of a major city to grant you significant space at an affordable rate for more than 40 years, you too might be able to build a rival to the Tehachapi Loop. But would you be happy? Lance points out that when a layout gets larger, either the time to build it increases or the level of quality and detail decreases, assuming you don't have 100 friends to build and administer the project. It all flows back to layout designer John Armstrong's quote-unquote Gibbons and Druthers concept. There are things you can't or don't want to change, the Gibbons, and things you'd like but could compromise on, the Druthers. Getting that balance correct is what makes for a successful layout project. The La Mesa Club has a large membership, plenty of space, and the organization to keep the project going over 40 years and more. Emery Lupka is another person with a layout project that's taken more than 40 years to get to its present condition. He took a much more hands-on approach to build his Winnebago Rapids and Northern. It's a more modest 14 by 18 foot layout with hand-laid track. He runs it point to point to scratch his operations itch, but it can also run continuously for display. He hasn't needed a crew of more than 100 to build the layout, but he's having fun. In the end, that's the best realization of any fantasy. The next article is News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno and Bryson Sleppy. HO Scale. General Motors Diesel GP9RM Mother and Slug Diesel Locomotives. Rapido Trains offers a Canadian National rebuilt GP9 as both a single locomotive and in a two-pack with a cabless powered slug. Single locomotives are offered in Canadian National's quote-unquote stripes and quote-unquote large noodle paint schemes. The GP9RM Mother and Slug sets are available in CN's early and late schemes. The single units and two packs are offered in multiple road numbers. The GP9RM and Slug feature a die-cast metal frame with detailed piping and traction cables, Blomberg trucks, metal side handrails with plastic stanchions, and detailed pilots. The GP9RM mother unit has light-emitting diode track, class, control stand, and flashing belt pack lights as appropriate. Single direct current GM-DD GP9RMs are $239.95. Single locomotives with digital command control, or DCC, and sound sell for $349.95. The MSRP for a direct current mother and slug two-pack is $439.95. Two-packs with DCC and sound are $669.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD40T-2 Diesel Locomotive. Denver and Rio Grande Western, Southern Pacific, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Fully hidden rear drive shaft and gear tower. Etched metal radiator screens. Road number specific paint scheme variations. Horn and bell type and placement. Rooftop air conditioner type. Jacking pads and more. Features light-emitting diode ground, walkway, gyrolite class, correction gyrolite, class and number box lighting as appropriate. Direct current model, $199.99, with DCC and sound, $299.99. Rivet counter series, scale trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. Lima Locomotive Works Class S-2284 Berkshire Steam Locomotive. Nickel plate road in 4 era variations and 7 road numbers. Also available undecorated. New tooling produced from engineering drawings and 3D scan of number 765. Roller bearing trucks and train line connections as appropriate. Die cast metal frame. Synchronized puffing smoke and cylinder steam. Light-emitting diode headlight, Mars light, cab lights, and color-variable class lights. Removable flags and side push-pull. DCC and sound equipped with ESU lock sound decoder. $699.99. Cardinal River Models. Reachable at cardinalrivermodels.com. Pennsylvania Railroad Class S16-4-4-6 Duplex Steam Locomotive. Pennsylvania Railroad in 3 schemes, 1 road number per scheme. Also available painted but unlettered. Synchronized variable puffing smoke. Brass boiler, cab, and tender body. Die-cast metal chassis. Separate factory-applied handrails, grab irons, ladders, piping, cab glass, whistle, and brass bell. Separate spare flanged drivers. Minimum radius, 18 inches. Direct current model, $699.99. With DCC and sound, $799.99. Brass hybrid line. Broadway limited imports, reachable at 386-673 8900 or broadway-limited.com. HO Scale Thrall 4,750 cubic foot capacity covered hopper. New paint schemes on this Atlas Trainman Series freight car include Transportation Corporation of America, Midwest Railcar, BNSF Railway, CATX, David J. Joseph Transportation, Minneapolis, Northfield and Southern, and Rail Logistics. New road numbers are available on covered hoppers lettered for Canadian National and PV. The ready-to-run HO scale car is also available undecorated. The covered hopper features a weighted body, trucks with metal wheel sets, and AccuMate knuckle couplers. Decorated cars sell for $33.95. Undecorated versions are priced at $23.95. Trainman Series, Atlas Model Railroad Company, reachable at 908-678-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. HO Scale Rolling Stock. National Steel Car Single Hood Cushion Coil Car. Wisconsin Central, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Canadian Pacific, Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern, Mexican Railway Transportation, or TFM, and Northwestern Oklahoma Railroad. Three road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated. Newly tooled model based on NSC Type 2 single hood, 110-ton cars. Die-cast metal chassis. More than 35 factory-applied wire parts. Removable hood with detailed interior. Separate modeler-positioned coil braces. Steel coil load kit available separately. Protomax knuckle couplers. Correction, Protomax metal knuckle couplers and 36-inch turned metal wheel set. $54.99. Walther's Proto Series. William K. Walther's, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Pacific Fruit Express R-40-27 and -28 reefers. Pacific Fruit Express. Multiple era variations and road numbers available. Separate running boards and brake wheels. Wire grab irons. Number-specific cooling fan housings. Positionable roof hatches. Lincoln, Washington, semi-scale metal couplers and turn metal wheel sets. Single car, $59.95. Six-pack, $359.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Passenger Equipment. 8-4-4 Duplex Sleeper. Amtrak, Canadian National, Canadian Pacific, Great Northern, Milwaukee Road, and VIA Rail Canada. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Track-powered interior lighting with capacitor controlled by Rapido Lighter. Tighter connections between body and roof. Improved design and assembly to prevent warping. Redesigned trucks and new couplers. Detailed underbody and multicolor interior. $119.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Vehicles. New Look Transit Bus. Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority, AC Transit, parentheses, Alameda Contra, Costa Transit District, close parentheses, Toronto Transit Commission, Long Island Metropolitan Suburban Bus Authority, Miami-Dade Metropolitan Transit Authority, New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority, Ottawa Transportation Commission, and Southern California Rapid Transit District. Tubular body profile traced from 3D scan of prototype. Era-specific rear engine door, optional left side emergency exit door, and single or dual stream rear doors. Etched metal interior stanchions, stamped metal handrails, and separate fare box. Full interior including separate bench seats and grooved flooring. Steerable front wheels with rubber tires. Optional detail parts included. separate advertisement frames included. Light-emitting diode interior lights, headlights, and taillights. $74.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated. Reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. N-Scale Locomotives. GE AC 4400 CW Diesel Locomotive. Burlington Northern Santa Fe, Canadian Pacific, CSX, Kansas City Southern of Mexico, and Union Pacific. Two road numbers per scheme, road-specific cab, headlight, inverter cabinet, and number board location. Light-emitting diode ditch lights, number boxes, and directional headlights. All-wheel electrical pickup and blackened wheel sets. Correction and blackened wheels. Direct current model, $143, with DCC, $243, with DCC and sound, $343. Cotto USA, reachable at 847-781-9500 or cottousa.com. N-Scale Rolling Stock, F89-F Bi-Level Auto Rack, Southern Railway, Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific, Norfolk and Western, Northern Pacific, Southern Railway, and St. Louis, San Francisco, or Frisco. Three road numbers per scheme. Die-cast metal underframe and plastic body. Whitehead and Kales auto rack and detailed deck. Undulating safety railing. Prototype and era-specific end bridge plates. Body-mounted McHenry knuckle couplers. $49.99, Genesis series. Athearn Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. Club offerings. Colorado and Southern HT-10C 3-Bay Hopper. Broadway Limited Imports HO Scale Model Custom Decorated for the Amarillo Railroad Museum. Six road numbers available. Ready-to-run model with separate factory-applied brake lines, brake hoses, and wire grab irons. Car has detailed interior with removable injection-molded plastic coal load, Timken roller bearing trucks with metal wheels, and metal knuckle couplers. $39.99 plus shipping. Amarillo Railroad Museum, reachable at amarillorailmuseum.com. Conowingo Models acquire Sugar Pine Models. Conowingo Models, manufacturers of HO, O, and on 30 scale structures and rolling stock, has acquired the assets of Sugar Pine Models and is folding them into the Conowingo Models name and family of products. The company plans to revive and modernize the Sugar Pine product line utilizing modern technology, including laser cut wood and 3D printed parts. Around a dozen kits will be folded into Conowingo's product line. These include a mix of historic and fictional structures. The first three kits that will be released are the Georgetown Firehouse, parentheses, formerly kit number 1103, close parentheses, farm-style water tank, parentheses, formerly number 1111, close parentheses, and water and tool car, parentheses, formerly number 106, close parentheses. All of these will be available in HO scale. For more information, visit conowingomodels.com. Scale Trains HO Scale EMD GP30. An electromotive division GP30, one of the most recognizable diesels of the second generation, is now available in HO scale from Scale Trains. The rivet counterline model has railroad-specific details, semi-scale Type E couplers, and all-wheel drive and electrical pickup. Electromotive Division produced the GP30 between July 1961 and November 1963. During the course of the production run, 908 units were built for railroads in the United States and Canada. The sample we received is decorated as Conrail 2229, part of the railroad's 2168 through 2249 series. The GP30s in this group were former New York Central, Reading Company, and Pennsylvania Railroad, or PRR units. The 2229 was built in April 1963 as PRR 2229. The diesel retained its number when it became part of the Penn Central Fleet in 1968. Conrail retired the 2229 in April 1991. The scale train's GP30 has a plastic shell with many separate factory-applied parts. Some of the prototype-specific details on Conrail 2229 include four round sight glasses behind the cab on the engineer's side, parentheses, for the oil bath air filters, close parentheses, a cab signal box in front of the cab on the same side, and train phone antenna brackets along the top edges of the long hood. To separate the shell from the die-cast metal chassis, I removed the front and rear draft gear boxes. The motor, framed by two flywheels, is located in the center of the chassis. The motherboard and ESU decoder are above the motor. The speaker and supercapacitors are over the rear truck. The Conrail blue paint is smooth and evenly applied. The pilots, walkways, and stepwells are black. The white graphics are opaque, and the placement matches images I found online. I compared the model to drawings found in Specifications, General Motors GP30, 2250, HP, Diesel Electric Road Locomotive, parentheses, Electromotive Division, 1962, close parentheses. The rivet counter line locomotive matches or is within scale inches of published dimensions. Our sample is equipped with a dual-mode ESU Lock Sound V5 sound decoder. I did the initial testing in our workshop using an NCE power cab. At step 1, the GP30 moved at under 1 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the road switcher achieved a top speed of 70 scale miles per hour. The prototype had a speed range of 71 to 83 miles per hour depending on the gear ratio. I then took the GP30 over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy staff layout for the hill test. The model muscled 11 50-foot insulated boxcars up the 3% grade between Williams Bay and Sky Ridge. Editor Eric White tested the unit on our Wisconsin and Southern layout. He reported that the model ran without issue while pulling a train and switching industries. Scale Trains went all out with its initial release of the HO Scale GP30. In addition to versions with low and high short hoods, the manufacturer also offers a cabless Union Pacific GP30B in freight and passenger versions, as well as the CSX RDMT Road Slug. Signed, Cody Grifno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price. Direct current model with 21-pin connector, $199.99. With dual-mode ESU Lock Sound 5 sound decoder, $299.99. Manufacturer. Scale Trains, located at 4901 Old Tasso Road Northeast, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37312. Reachable at scaletrains.com. Era, 1976 to April 1991, as decorated. Road names: Conrail, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Baltimore and Ohio, Chicago and Northwestern, Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, CSX, parentheses, RDMT Road Slug, close parentheses, Denver and Rio Grande Western, Norfolk and Western, parentheses, High Short Hood, close parentheses, Pennsylvania Railroad, Southern Railway, parentheses, High Short Hood, close parentheses, St. Louis Southwestern, parentheses, Cotton Belt, close parentheses, and Union Pacific, parentheses, GP30 and GP30B, close parentheses. Features: correctly gauged wheels, metal type E couplers at correct height, minimum radius 18 inches, recommended radius 22 inches. Weight 14.1 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com. In collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.